Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk to you today about, you know, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in America right now.
Right now.
Meeting with the president today. Pray for this meeting. In past meetings, it's just been, it's not like two guys hanging out, you know, and having a Coke and just, you know, what do you think? But this is the leader of Israel, the apple of God's eye, meeting with our leader that we chose. So he represents us. So this is us meeting with Israel.
Yeah.
This is like us meeting with David. You know what I'm saying? In the context of that. And so whoever blesses Israel will be blessed, but whoever curses Israel will be cursed. And so it's important, no matter how the media tries to hype up on, you know, politically, people say, just throw I love Israel out there and you'll get elected. We're talking about seriously, you know, standing with Israel. Because at this moment, when Prime Minister, when the President, Vladimir Putin, is trying to take over the Ukraine.
Russian president.
The Russian president, that he, it's called her sister land is what it's been known as, that people were just kind of, I think it's the Washington Post is saying that our foreign policy is like fantasy. It's some of the things that we're doing right now. But we're just watching them take over. They've totally taken over one particular city already.
Wow.
They just totally took it over.
Yeah.
Just came in. It's like, that's like if we're having little disputes, you know, in Washington, all of a sudden Canada comes down and says, I'm a little concerned about you guys. And somebody down here does speak French. So we're going to come here and we're going to take over America. That makes no sense at all.
We'll start with New York, just cross the border. You know?
Right. And so simultaneously, while Putin is coming down into Ukraine, remember that earlier in Syria, when we were going to confront Syria and Benjamin Netanyahu's meeting today with the president, was saying, we got to deal with this chemical weapons on, you know, 50 miles north of us.
Right.
And the president turns them over to Putin. And then he turns over the United Arab League of Nations. I think it's 21 nations. It represents many, many Muslim nations. Just basically turns them over to Putin and they follow Putin. It's like, we're turning over the whole everything to Putin. Mm-hmm. And Putin's coming down. And what's reported is because he saw how we did what we did in Syria. He's thinking, well, I can easily just take over the Ukraine. And it's like, my goodness. And it boils down. And then on top of that, now we're going to be talking about in today's program, four programs back to back, anti-Semitism is rising all across the world, but also in the Ukraine, it's cranking up a huge notch in the Ukraine.
Wow.
I mean, they're starting to put caricatures out. They're beginning to do the standard demonic response towards the Jews, and it's like, listen, it's JJ, it's not just J, it's
right.
Jesus and the Jews. Yes,
right.
Jesus is a Jew, but he's the firstborn from amongst the church. He's the Son of God, and so ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. And so we have to stay